Well, good morning. It's 7:20 a.m. on Thursday, August the 20th, 2020. All the 20s this morning. It's like, holy crap. Okay, fine. Where are we going? Yesterday turned out to be... yesterday was one of those days that just doesn't work the way I thought it was going to in the morning. So yeah, we're all good. Cruising along. Did the podcast, got it up. Which really, we're having a good discussion about posts and blogs on Twitter. So, let me back up and be a little more precise. I recorded the episode, and I did the walk, recorded the episode, and went home and got it loaded onto my laptop, and mostly, actually, I did have it all ready to go up. To upload it to the server so that everybody could get it. And I went and put a load of laundry in. And by the time I got back to my desk, my power had gone out. I thought, well, okay, 20 minutes usually, 15. So, I dug out my phone. I was settling into the living room to do a little reading. And thought, should I notify the... I'm sure they know. And sure enough, like within 5 minutes, like thinking about them brought them to me. And I got a text message from Xcel Energy saying, outages in your area may be affecting electricity. Okay, fine. So we'll be back to you in an hour, within the hour, to give you an update. All right, well, I was hoping it wasn't going to be as long as an hour, but okay. So I read for a while, and the sudden silence. My wife was already up. I think the elder hostage to fortune was already up. But the sudden silence woke up the last of us, who is usually on Vampire Standard Time and tends to sleep while the sun is up. So sure enough, 45 minutes, 15 minutes later, I got another text from Excel saying, yeah, it'll be another hour. All right, well, so we started to play a game, the four of us. We played Uno for an interminable length of time. And it got to be the hour, and power wasn't on. I'm looking at it, it's like, okay, well, you got 5 minutes, Excel. Let's give me an update, or give me power. And we made a joke of it around the table. And sure enough, 3 minutes later, the power came back on. And we're going, well, all right, that worked. We still had to play a little bit more, so we're going to finish the hand, figuring, okay, well, we'll finish this hand, and then we can all go back to the morning already in progress. And we hadn't gone three turns around the table. The power went out again. So it took most of the next hour for us to finish the game. It was a long game. They tend to be long. It's only the four of us. We go through a lot of cards. Good morning. Good morning.
And a few raindrops. Yep.
So I think we resorted the Uno deck like five times before we were done. But that was like, it's getting on to be like 12:15. I found some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches just laying around on the counter where everybody had made them. And pretty much said, okay, well, I'm done with Uno. I need to take a little break. And about, 10 minutes later, it was like 5 minutes of noon or something. Come on, come on. So pretty much lost 3 hours. It was like 9 o'clock till 12. We lost the morning, completely lost the morning. And then Sifa took up the afternoon. Oh, I won't say entirely, right up until about 3 o'clock. So I did not get any writing in yesterday, which irked me. However, I did do some excellent brainstorming with Evan Thomas on email. Morning.
Morning.
If he's a bicycle courier or what? I've never seen him before. He's got a... kind of a solid rectangular pack on his back, like a... I say like a saddlebag. It's not like a saddlebag. It's more like a backpack. But it has solid rectangular cover. And the body of it looked like it was on some kind of rectangular frame. Interesting. So yes, yesterday was hot. It was middle 90s all day. It's supposed to be another hot day today. Oh, and I know what I was. The picture this morning, it looks a little hazy. It's not haze, it's fog. Not fog, smoke. Haze, fog, smoke, it's all the same thing. Except it isn't. One is water, and this is ash. So yeah, this is... there's a lot of fires around. California's got like 24 different fires. We've got, here in Colorado, I think we've got 5, 6. There's one due west, almost due west of us here. And the last few days we've had a smoke plume from that fire blowing right overhead. And right at the moment, there's some smoke overhead. I'm looking up, turning around. And now I'm dizzy, and I have the sun dazzle in my eye because I looked in that direction. Jesus. Yeah, I'm looking up at the blue sky to see, you know, is it blue, or is it pale blue? Is it robin's egg blue? What color blue is it? Yeah, there's smoke up there. There's no cloud, there's no recognizable structure to it. It's just sort of universally not dark blue. Get ready, stay with me. Monk post. Some of it may be humidity, although there's not a lot of humidity around it. If it's 10% humidity right here right now, I'd be surprised. So some of it might be humidity, but that's likely smoke. So there's a lot of smoke here, and this is only going to get worse. So anyway, blog. Somebody posted on Twitter this morning about, are people still calling articles they write for blogs, as in I wrote a blog? And the answer is yes. It's one of the things that irks me, even though I've been known to do it myself, particularly with podcasts. I talk about, I'm going to record my podcast this morning. No, I'm going to record my episode this morning. It's like you don't read, well, maybe you do read an article, maybe you do read a magazine, but you don't say, I wrote a magazine. You say, I wrote an article. You don't say, and yet we have people who say, I wrote a blog about that, when they mean I wrote a post about that. I'm guilty about it doing podcasts. It's like I record the episode. The collection of episodes is known as a podcast. But I did this morning. I just did it, you know, without even thinking about it, and I recorded the podcast. No, I didn't record it. I recorded the episode. Processed the episode. Uploaded the episode. That's one of those little linguistic tics. That sort of violates the norms of pattern. But I think one of the things that we tend to assume, in spite of a lot of evidence to the contrary, is that the linguistic patterns aren't either universal, are neither universal nor consistent. I may have read an article on philosophy this morning, so my brain is still a little bit in shock. And which takes me to the conversation I had with Karen yesterday afternoon about Jimmy Pirano and the old man. And she wanted to know if it was supposed to be the old man or the old man, because she saw both. And I said, well, it depends. And she said, well, I typically see Jimmy say old man and everybody else say old man. And I said, well, except that it has as much to do with who Jimmy's talking to as it does with what he's saying. Because people in my stories tend to code switch the way people tend to code switch. Is that the right term? Code switch? You speak differently depending on who you're talking to. The most obvious of that is when you're talking in a formal circumstance where you're talking to, you know, you talk to your boss, you talk one way, you're talking to your buddy, you talk another way. You use different language. You might pronounce words differently. Good morning. Good morning. You code switch. And I remember there's a lot of pearl clutching about code switching. And the answer is everybody does it all the time. I mean, really, if you listen to people talk in different contexts, if you only hear them in one context, then of course, it's not how they talk. Except it is. You know, when I speak as a teacher, when I'm in front of a classroom, I speak one way, I talk one way. When I'm talking to you, I talk another way. It's similar, but it's not the same. I code switch. I pronounce words much more loosely. I'm not so concerned about doing the erudite thing, whatever it is that I'm thinking, or more accurately, not thinking when I'm teaching. Because defines, there we go. Yeah, this language thing, honest to God. The context defines the language you use. It's not that you always say the old man or the old man. I pointed out that Jimmy was more likely to tell Tony Spinelli, old man. But would call him the old man when talking to Flanagan. So there's this sort of interesting linguistic thing that happens. When you start recognizing that people code switch. And you can, I've used it a lot to sort of define how relationships, define the relationships between and among people. So Ishmael talks one thing when he's in his captain mode. When he's on the bridge and they're doing the thing, he speaks one way. When they're in the cabin and the door's closed, he talks another way. And that's not a mistake. I'd like to say I did it on purpose, but looking back over it, it's like more like, no, I'm in his head, I'm in the cabin, we're going to talk after this conversation, and this is what he's going to say. Which I thought was an interesting insight stemming from a conversation with Karen on editing of Finwell Bay. Which she quite likes, actually. Which is good. And this random tweet about saying blog when you mean post. And in my case, podcast when I mean episode. Oh shit. I'm heading up to the back gate. I can't get in. However, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.